Stuart Hameroff, MD. Creating your own reality.
So let's talk about creating your reality. Yeah. I mean, you know, we've gotten a lot of, you know, grief on that. Some people say, well, that's not really true. Quantum mechanics doesn't suggest that, you know, blah, blah, blah. They go on and on. So what's your take on all that create your reality stuff?
Well, the extreme view would be idealism. Bishop Berkeley and the Hindu approach, which says that consciousness is all there is. And that all there is my consciousness. I'm creating you and the camera and the world around me. And all there is me. And that runs into the problem of solipsism, because you probably have the same view, but somehow our realities get along well enough for us to be friends and interact with each other. So, but that is a view that's impossible to refute, because I can't really prove that you are out there in reality and have your own consciousness, and you can't prove that I'm conscious. So idealism, both from the Western standpoint, from what Bishop Berkeley said in the Hindu tradition, is one possibility. Another possibility, you know, the Copenhagen interpretation says we create reality by an observation collapses the wave function. The problem with that is it doesn't say what observation is. It doesn't say what consciousness is. You know, why is our brain different from a measuring device or anything else? And it kind of puts consciousness outside science. So my view is somewhere in the middle with the Penrose objective reduction, where you have a superposition which reaches threshold and self-collapses and chooses a reality at that point. It's kind of a multiple choice. It's not like starting from scratch anything you want. It's a multiple choice of multiple possibilities for each specific collapse. But the beauty is, this is one of Roger's great contributions, I think, is that he said the Platonic information embedded in the fundamental level of the universe helps to choose or influences which choice is made. This only occurs in the objective reduction. So if you make a conscious choice, if you're mindful about it and don't act rashly, you know, or reflexively, maybe think about it and allow yourself to be influenced by what you want to call instinct or intuition or your higher power or the way of the Tao or may the force be with you, however you want to put it, the quantum information embedded at the Planck scale will influence your decision one way or the other for the good, generally. So it's kind of a way of bringing in some kind of spiritual divine guidance, if you will.